look through the window of the original Joe's on North Beach and you'll see two guys at the counter talking ball. Time for you to listen in to their conversation. Marty Lurie and the SF Chronicles' Bruce Jenkins are looking through the window of baseball. Sponsored by Original Joe's of North Beach and Westlake on KNBR 680, the sports leader.
All right, nice to have you back with us. Bruce Jenkins joins us from the Chronicle. Bruce, on a Sunday here, we've got Giants-Dodgers. Believe it or not, with all the turmoil of this, the doubleheader, Giants have taken two or three in this series so far, and they can win a series here. How about that?
Yeah, you know, it's all about, Kelby Tomlinson, Alan Hansen, DJ Snelton. Bring on the Giants.
You know, at some point, it's going to happen. And, these players have got to step up. The panic injury for me is one that, as I said yesterday, I thought it affects the top of the lineup.
Yeah.
And certainly, you know, you look at double play combinations and, you can look at Whitaker and Trammell and all the great ones that we've seen over all the years, Campanaris and Dick Green and Uribe and Robbie Thompson. These two guys, Panic and Crawford, Bruce, they're as good as anything I've ever seen.
Yeah, and there's that classic photo from Game 7 in 2014 where Panic and Crawford turned that fantastic double play behind Bumgarner. There's a beautiful photograph of it in the Giants clubhouse in Scottsdale. And, Hansen and Tomlinson are capable guys, but to expect either one or both of them to, you know, give you that consistency on both sides of the ball that Panic gives them is kind of unrealistic, so we'll see how it goes.
Well, I'll tell you one thing. I love doubleheaders. I really do.
Yeah, I do too.
I like the story because you can get a completely different story in game one as game two. And there's always something unusual that happens in a doubleheader. Part of it, the players are a little more tired and stuff like that. But Johnny Cueto came out in game two, and he was the ace, and he quieted everything down after a debacle in game one.
Yeah, it's funny. You don't see a lot of doubleheader sweeps these days, you know. And for the Giants yesterday, I mean, first of all, Sandoval comes in, and that just saved game one. All of a sudden, at the end of that game, everybody's upbeat, and all right, we'll get him in the game two. And Cueto comes out and gives you that performance, and you know, by the end of the day, you feel pretty good. So, plus, it's too bad that they charge separate tickets, but that's the reality of today's game. And but it was a long but eventually not such a bad day.
Bruce, the Giants said early on they were going to use this taxi squad, and they've certainly done that. I mean, even yesterday, bringing up Snelton in between ball games, calling him at 3:30 and telling him he better get down here. It's a luxury to have this team out in Sacramento where you can shuttle guys in and out, but is it sustainable at this point?
What they're doing with the in and out?
You're bringing up AAA players, a couple times a week now.
Well, I mean, barring a trade, I don't know what else they would do. They got to bring up somebody. Guys are getting hurt. You know, Williamson and Panic can't play. I don't know what other option they would have unless they work a trade, but it's too early for that. They're playing better ball than the Dodgers and the Nationals. You know, they're certainly not any kind of disgrace, and they're going to see how things play out. So, but you're right. It's really convenient. You know, as opposed to the A's. You know, and looking to Nashville. You know,
that's rough.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, Wotus said that when he played, he was in Honolulu.
Yeah. you get the call there, you decide, nah, I think I'll just stay here.
Really? I'll see you in a week. How about that?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, but, you know, let's think about it for a second. So Belt is still playing and playing, carrying the team a little bit. Second base now becomes an issue. Crawford, Bruce, he's just got to cut that swing down a little bit. We had an analytical fellow, Owen Poindexter, on from the Athletic, and the Crawford strikeout rate is just enormous. Longoria's starting to play well.
Yeah.
McCutchen still hovering around 200, but used his legs yesterday.
Yeah, that was encouraging to see how much he still has left. He's still got plenty of speed, yeah.
Yeah, and that was, I thought Wotus had a great game yesterday of holding people up and getting them in, and everyone worked. So McCutchen's still out there. Jackson finally had the big hit, and he came in with three RBIs. He left with six, so he had the big day yesterday.
Yeah.
And left field is now somewhat of an issue of what to do out there, and then Posey's not hitting much. But basically, the team is there. I mean, they're there to gel and to take you into May, and I think they're getting out of this March-April thing pretty well done.
Yeah, I think all things considered, I mean, everybody that's banged up, I mean, you know, Melanson and Bumgarner and Panic, you know, and Williamson, who was like a revelation within a week, that's a lot to lose, a lot to get by without, and they're doing a good job, and they're still fielding a very representative lineup that can, you know, hit their way to a win, and it's... You know, it's an interesting dynamic that they have. It's just so funny, Marty, how things can change. You know, that there certainly isn't any of the doom and gloom that hit the club almost immediately last year. And you look at the Dodgers, they're really playing terrible baseball. I mean, yeah. Even Dave Roberts admitted that. I mentioned the Nationals. You know, I spent some time with Dusty Baker at the Cal Stanford baseball game the other night to watch his kid Darren, and I was so tempted to say, you know, it's not so easy managing, isn't it? You know, he was out of first place like 2 days in 2 years with the Nationals, and they're really struggling right now. But every season brings a new set of storylines, and I think the Giants have given the fans reason to be encouraged.
Yeah, I think so, and I think as I say, it takes 2 months to gel. And yeah. That's the big thing. And it's pitching. I don't care what anyone says. Samardzija gets torched on Wednesday. Holland gets knocked out on Friday. They still come back and win. Stratton is gone in an inning and two-thirds on Saturday. They get waxed. And then Cueto comes out and says, okay, I'm going to show you what a major league pitcher does. And that's what he does. And it's still the name of the game. It still is how you win. You have to start on the mound. I still believe that.
Yeah, and, you know, with any luck, after the All-Star break, we're looking at, you know, Bumgarner. I think Samardzija will have it together by then. Cueto is obviously looking for a real big year, and I think Stratton's outing was a bit of an aberration the other day. He's been too good to think that that's the way that he's headed. So, you know, that's a pretty solid rotation right there, and that's what the Giants are going to need if they're going to stay in the race.
Yeah, and looking at the division, as we look at it here, is April 29th, another day to go here in April. But you look at Arizona, they've won 9 straight series to start the season. And they're the first team to do that, Bruce, since one of your favorites, the 1907 Chicago Cubs.
Oh, I love that team. Boy, what a good bunch of guys they were.
With Tinker to Evers to Chance. You know, that 1907, and they ended up winning 107 games. But the point is, you go back that far to see the kind of start Arizona has had, and that's why I say they'll come back to earth a little bit. And Robbie Ray today got pulled from the start in the second inning with an oblique strain. So
goodness.
So they have to deal with that. So
yeah, that's two guys out of their rotation now that got hurt. I like the way they start the order with the three outfielders, with Peralta, Dyson, and Pollock. And, of course, Goldschmidt's going to get hot. They still have Corbin and Greinke anchoring the rotation, and they got real good bullpen with Boxberger and Bradley, and they just have also that feeling that this is their year, which can go a long way for you.
Well, as someone said earlier, I guess Barry Bloom said it earlier, they did win 93 last year.
Yeah, true.
You know, so this isn't, you know, sort of out of the blue, and the manager's got it down. So that's a team to deal with. If you had to worry about a team in the National League that should be a team that everyone picked to win, Cubs, Nationals, or Dodgers, which one would you think is in the worst shape right now?
In the worst shape, it might be the Dodgers, and I say that, you know, when you look at Seager, he pulled up, he looked like he was going to have to come out of the game yesterday, but he didn't, and he's obviously a great, great player, but he's had a lot of injuries that are bothering him, and you don't know where that goes. You know, Kenley Jansen's had pretty much a string of tough outings lately, and, you know, without that closer, the bullpen looks a whole lot different. You know, they're missing Watson. You know, without Turner, the lineup just doesn't look really that fearsome to me. He's going to come back. But I think, you know, they've got a lot of issues. I wouldn't be worried about the Cubs in the slightest. Washington, I haven't been following them as closely, but, you know, they've got an awful lot going for them. I think they'll probably be getting back in that race. So I'd say the Dodgers.
Yeah, I agree with you. The Giants go to Atlanta next weekend, and they see a lot of young players, Albies, the second baseman, and Acuna, who was brought up, and he's already gone deep, hit a home run, and he's a great speed. I think he's 20, 21 years old, something like that. So here comes the road trip, Atlanta, Philly, Pittsburgh. That's we'll be talking next week, you and I, from the Giants. It'll be in Atlanta.
Yeah, that kid Albies, here's another guy from Curaçao. You know, they just keep bringing them up. One great player after another. And it's pronounced Acuna now, I just learned recently. There's an Enye in there, Ronald Acuna. But it took him about a week to hit a tape measure homer, make a tremendous catch, and show blinding speed on the bases. I mean, this guy was the number one prospect in baseball. And it's like, okay, yeah, we get it. We get it already, you know. And, you know, it was Freddie Freeman, and I feel happy for a couple of former A's. Kurt Suzuki and McCarthy are on that team and really figuring well. And that team, you know, they're all of a sudden the team you want to watch.
Yeah, Suzuki figured out the launch angle.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
Because all of a sudden the guy's got 20 home runs, you know, out of nowhere. One last thought for you. Pujols is getting close to 3,000 hits. He's five away. Maybe we'll have that before you and I talk. If he gets it, he would be active, and so would Beltre and Ichiro, three 3,000-hit players being active, and be the first time since Cal Ripken, Tony Gwynn, and Ricky Henderson, 2001. So that's sort of a milestone for Pujols. How about that?
Yeah, that's terrific. It's great to see him. I mean, he's been lethal in that order, and the team is a great story overall. But, you know, a couple of years ago, to watch him and hear about the medical reports with his foot injuries and everything, you're thinking, this guy's just hanging on. He's a Hall of Famer for sure, but it's not going to be the greatest, you know, riding into the sunset. But all of a sudden, he feels good. He's playing a lot of first base and just raking as only he can. So great story there.
Yeah, and they listed the three active players in different years with 3,000 hits. I just happened to look at this one.
Yeah.
In 78, you had Brock, Yastrzemski, and Pete Rose.
No, yeah.
Then in 72, you had Aaron, Mays, and Clemente.
Oh, well, now we're talking. That's the penthouse right there.
How about that? Isn't that something?
I think Ichiro is going to wind up going to another league and get 3,000 hits there, wherever it may be.
He could very well. And Bruce, Martin and I were just talking about this. We saw a note yesterday. Altuve, through 1,010 career games, has the most hits ever. He's got 15 more than Aaron, more than Williams, Gehrig, Speaker, Rose, and Mays.
Wow. I didn't realize that. That's a hell of a stat.
Hell yeah.
Wow.
And he looks like he's in for the long haul. So, that whole Houston team is so impressive.
Well, good month of baseball. You and I have got 2 months down already, March and April, and no disaster yet, and they're still talking competitive teams. So, the story continues, as they like to say.
Yep, all that, and Matt Duffy went 4-for-6 yesterday. He's back in the lineup for Tampa Bay, and you got to root for him. Yeah, he's back and hitting 296. You got to love that.
Wow. Oh, beautiful. Very good. All right, have a great day, and what's up for you today?
I'm going to catch up on some NBA that's already been underway. I don't know what's happening there, but I'm going to watch that, and it'll be a lot of DVR stuff between the Giants and Game 7 for Cleveland, and that's a pretty good day, I'd say.
Get that VHS tape out, Bruce.
Yeah, I got the Nehru jacket and everything. We're ready to go.
All right. Have a great afternoon. Thank you.
Thanks a lot, guys.
All right.
Thanks,
that is Bruce. The great Bruce Jenkins. Always, we have fun with him.
Yeah, it's nice to talk. I mean, he does everything. He can talk the NBA. He does all-around baseball. He follows it all.
He's a Hall of Famer.
Yeah, it's great.
You talk about Bill King and the great sports people of the Bay Area. Bruce Jenkins is a Hall of Famer. He is. I don't know how he's going to get in any Hall of Fame. You know, Pro Football Writers Hall of Fame, the baseball. He deserves, for me, he's as good as any baseball writer that we've ever had. You know, he was a beat writer for many years. And Bruce is a Hall of Famer. He is literally a Bay Area Hall of Famer. I mean that sincerely.
The NBA puts just about everybody in, so that might be the route for Bruce.
Okay, yeah. Very good. He knew the 1907 Cubs.
Yeah.
He knew Tinker to Evers to Chance.
Well, you mentioned the 07 Cubs. We've got to clarify when you just say 07 that we're not talking the Derek Lee Cubs, that we're talking Tinker to Evers to Chance.
Tanika's favorite team, the 1907 Cubs.
Thank you.
Tanika's shaking her head looking at me. No, she
She's not a Tinkers fan.
No. All right. Very good.